We have a special guest in studio from our sister station, Camel. We got Gabe in the building in the studio.
Yeah, I'm actually on the air right now. I'm in a commercial break. So if you could keep this short, whatever this shenanigans is.
You guys play commercials. That's crazy.
Wow. You guys have endorsements. That's wild.
looking at your computer, you played a commercial 2 minutes ago.
No, that's a different screen.
Yeah.
No, we're doing a topic and we had people call in like, where do you draw the line? Okay, where do you draw the line? Where's your big ass dog? Where's your dog at? Where's Winston at?
He's actually in Washington.
He's in Washington.
He's a snowbird.
Good. Mm. So listen.
Oh, do you draw the line at him? Oh,
I draw
that.
Man, do you remember? Oh my God.
She already knows.
Have you seen the video? The video's up.
No, but I figured you were mad at me because, one, you didn't talk to me for like 3 days, and then I texted you and invited you to my birthday this weekend, and you didn't respond. And
I'm going
to
be there.
Angry.
Oh, no.
No, we got so much stuff happening at the station.
I get the vibe.
It's not about you. It's about other things going on around here.
He sees you in the hallway. You don't pet him. You're like strictly business.
Yeah, I mean, lately I have been strictly business as of late. Okay. Listen.
Okay, he's emotional support. You could use that right now.
No. I got my own dog. Listen, Gabe. You know, how long have I been calling you Rockstar? Since you were in promotions.
8 years.
8 years. I love Gabe so much. I officially call her Gabraham. No, there is no but. I love Gabe. But. No, I've always liked you. I was like, I used to tell Rico in promotions, I was like, what a great hire. At that point, it was you, Carla, and B, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the best promotion team. I'm like, you got some rock stars in there. And I told you, I was like, your voice is crazy. And by the way, Sienna has a crazy impersonation. She nailed it. Yeah.
Of me?
Of you. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, God, doing what?
It's crazy. When people start impersonating you, you're doing something,
you're
right?
You're pretty big.
Yeah, you've made it.
I loved your voice. I loved your vibe. Where I draw the line. I love dogs. Mm-hmm. I've had dogs my whole life. Mm-hmm. When we're doing a podcast, this damn big dog has to be on a leash or something like that. I watched a video. I'm like, oh my God, I can see myself like, I was so annoyed that day.
You look so pissed.
I was pissed because we don't get really vulnerable on those podcasts. We're kind of just messing around and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, what was it? What was it about again?
Hardest goodbyes.
Hardest goodbyes. And I was talking about when your big ass dog jumped in the shot, how hard it was to say goodbye to my relationship with my ex-wife. And how my kids were crying. And I was, Sienna was just crying about hers.
I literally was just crying right before I came in. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was me, and I was just like, man, I was really, man. Then the dog jumped in, and you could watch the video, and I'm just like, and then of course, JD just starts licking your dog in the mouth.
Yeah, JD, back me up.
Yeah.
I have to let this ride. This is not my
JD,
my fight.
Back me up.
He's not going to back you up.
Right,
he knows better.
JD's on my side.
This is not my fight right now.
JD,
I do love
back
the dog.
Me up.
No, I can't. I can't right now.
And the dog is running on without a leash. Isn't that crazy to you?
No. No one's left in this office right now. So most of the time, no one's in the hallways. So he just roams.
I know. Crazy to me. Why draw the line? A dog in a workplace is roaming around is crazy to me.
She doubled down. Yeah. She was like, yeah, he just roams.
Yeah. Like I'll triple down. Like,
JD always invites him into your studio.
I get it. Listen.
I don't care what JD thinks. I really don't. JD does stuff, and then after it was like, my bad, Joe B's. My bad. The podcast was crazy.
JD's always inviting him over to his house.
Don't deflect to me.
Look how red he's turning.
He's getting nervous.
Look,
don't
he's getting
deflect
nervous.
To me.
He knows better.
I know.
JD, during that podcast, do you think a dog should be running
JD,
around?
JD, don't you love Winston?
I love Winston more than anything. At that time, it was just ill-timed. You
he's playing both sides.
Did you not call him over and pet him?
I love Winston more than anything.
Did you
at
not
that
call
moment,
him over and pet him?
At that moment, well, he just jumped in the shot. If you look at the video, he just jumped
he
in.
He said, are you my dad?
Okay, so this was going to happen.
Stop deflecting. She's deflecting.
She is deflecting. Yeah.
He
so,
has daddy issues.
Oh, God.
Who, JD or your dog?
Both.
Gabe is not going to agree with me. So we're going to go. I'm going to talk to Gabe 2.0. Okay. Sienna.
Oh, my God.
Being Gabe. All right. So I'm going to tell you what I draw the line at. And maybe tell me something that I would like to hear.
I got to get back.
Don't
I'm
get offended
on the
though.
Air right now.
Okay. Okay. 10 seconds. Here we go. All right. So, Gabe, you know, I draw the line. You bring your dog, your golden retriever here. He's on no leash. And, I mean, obviously, you ruined the podcast shot. And I felt a certain type of way. So, Gabe 2.0, what are your thoughts?
I'm sorry that you feel that way, Joey. I didn't mean to have Winston come in at the shot.
That's all I got.
I don't talk like a Californian man. All right, wash your mouth.
Okay, everything she says, you say. I think she nailed it. Go ahead, Gabe.
Bro. That's insane, first of all.
Second of all,
I need to do a bit for you, I'm going to say no.
Promise?
Back me up.
Your Caucasian brother over there.
John?
I understand it was just an ill-timed time for Winston to come in, even though I love Winston. You can tell
in
that shot.
Tell me I don't sound like an Oakland
you
man.
You do not sound like an Oakland man. Man.
I love
sound
you, Gabe.
Beautiful.
We love this show. Listen to Nico and Gabe on Camel 107.9, 6 to 10 a.m. weekdays.
They're playing commercials.
It's
don't do that.
The morning mess is on, but it's better.
Yeah.
Do you hear this? My co-host Nico is at the door.
It's your trivia game. We have to play right now.
They put me live on the radio.
Go ahead, Gabe. Go. Okay, go. Just
Dave,
go.
Gabe. It's not
Nico
knows country. It's Gabe knows country.
Do you hear this?
No, I do not.
I think he wants you on the show.
Live radio. Thank am you. I right?
Hi, Gabe. She's thank going you. Over there. No, go.
I'm blocking your number.
Love you. Kisses.
What did I do?
Now we're getting her in trouble.
I love it. She ruined the podcast. I'm going to ruin her show, man.
Yeah, it's even. Maybe.
Why am I going to get torched in all this?
I really, listen, if someone came to me on a radio criticism, like, hey, man, da-da-da, I would have been like, oh, that's my bad. Mm-hmm. Some people can't take accountability. That's on her. Wouldn't you just be like, yo, that's my bad. All right, won't happen again.
Yes.
She's so defensive.
She's God, so defensive.
The hell's her problem? Listen to the morning mess. Don't listen to them.
Yeah. Stay right here, everyone. Right here.
They just play songs like this.
Sounds like the radio.
Y'all are ruthless this morning, man.
You're such a wuss, JD.
What do you want me to do? I was getting torched. I love the dog, but she knows.
I don't know. You didn't have my back on that.
What are you talking about?
She was really begging you to have her back, and I don't know.
I get it, because I love the dogs.
What does that have to do? I love dogs.
Right.
But what does it have to do with running around at a radio station?
I agreed with you. This is not about me.
Such a wuss. All right, coming up next, I'm drawing the line with JD.
That's where you draw the line.
Things about our partnership.
15 years in the making.